All right. Welcome to Motivational Monday. I pray you are caffeinated and well and wide awake on this last week of 2020. And for this last week, some closing words that both end the year and launch us into the year 21 and all that is next. And my reflection for today comes from Psalm 67. The words in Psalm 67 are words that you know well. May God be gracious to us and bless us, and make God's face to shine upon us. May God be gracious to us and bless us, and may God's face shine upon us. This is a prayer of blessing that has been stated so many times over in worship, in devotions, in prayer, in the sending of people to do great things in faith in this world. And what a powerful blessing it is. May God be gracious to us. What is the grace that you are seeking? What is the heart of God reflecting to you? And how are you at receiving that which God most wants to give to you? Yes, may God be gracious to us. May God bless us. What blessings can you name that come from God? What is the abundance of blessings that you have received over your lifetime? Can you see the blessings of God throughout your life and throughout this world? May God be gracious to us. May God bless us. And may God make God's face shine upon us. What does that feel like for God's face to shine upon you? How have you felt that in your life? And does God really shine God's full presence on us? Well, here we are in Christmas season, and we look at that Christ child laying in the manger. And as we fix our gaze upon him, he fixes his gaze upon us. Because yes, God's face is shining upon us. It's clear and it's direct. It's in the here and now. You are carrying the Christ child within. And so as we worship and as we live, the hope is that we all come to know the full presence of God in our lifetime. That we leave a place of worship or a YouTube worship or a Bible study or a time of prayer, or we hang up the phone and talking with somebody that we love, and that we leave those places as more hopeful and joyful people because we get what it means to have this amazing God always with us and for us. Yes, every day, awakening to imagine God shining on us. And if God shines upon us, then yes, we can shine with God and for God in the world. And I think that is the movement the psalmist takes us to. After this powerful opening of call to praise, he gives the mission statement for why God would be so gracious and so good to us. And it's in the words that follow. He says that your way may be known upon the earth. That your way, God, may be known upon the earth. Not our way, but your way. Because God is the giver of abundant grace. God is the one who comes to rest in and for us to rest in. God is the one who we move, live, and have our being in. God is our sure and ever-present hope. And so we as the gathered people of God, a people of grace, we're called to live in such a way as to make it possible for others to see God in our world. And everything we do, out of the great gift of grace that we ourselves have received, we point back to God. In doing so, others can see and receive the gift that God seeks to give to all people. And so as we end, and as we begin, as we live in the midst of Christmas season and the epiphany that is to come, may we feel the shine of God upon us. And may we shine, yes, truly shine for God. God with us. God for us. And so in those words again, may God be gracious to you and bless you. And may God's face shine upon you. Go with that powerful blessing and live. Truly live. We'll see you in 21. Good day.